Welcome. Whoop, hold on. Oh, we're so professional. Wait, be right back.
Hey, right there.
We're off to a great start. I was running for the show.
It's all right. So you're entitled. It was your birthday weekend. And hey, everybody that's here, thank you for finding the Geek Spot.
Thank you, Charles. Hi, Charles. It was the weekend. Well, how was your weekend? Let's start with the more exciting. Weekends.
My weekend had some highs and some lows.
Lows? Uh-oh.
Well, I had a pretty good gig Friday. It was cool. My in-laws were in town this weekend. They stopped out.
Ooh.
It was cool. Saturday, we went downtown. My wife and I went downtown for a fancy dinner down in Philly at Urban Farmer.
Okay.
It's pretty nice. And then Sunday, didn't do a whole lot and then started feeling like garbage. And been kind of recovering today, just not feeling great, but still find some time to watch some stuff.
Do you have the vid?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
No.
Well, that's good. You never know. You gotta ask.
We have not, Charles. Have we ever done a live podcast from a Comic-Con? No, not as of yet, because there hasn't been a Comic-Con really since we've been doing this.
No. It's on the list of things I would love to do. PAX would be great. PAX Unplugged would probably be good. We might be able to just like kind of sit in a spot because it's in the big expo center.
Yeah.
So we might be able to just kind of sit in a spot and do it on our own. Hagerstown. I'm not sure where Hagerstown is.
It's Maryland.
Yeah. Oh. I know a guy that runs or works for a con. Oh, I always get this wrong. Which one does he run?
The one in D.C., right?
No.
I lied. It has nothing to do with the one in D.C.
No. I think I want to say he runs Farpoint Convention. Or not runs. I'm sorry. I keep saying runs. That he actually is involved with. At one point, he did run it. I think it's Farpoint. I'm not 100% sure.
That sounds right, because I believe we looked at that one a few years ago.
Yeah. Oh,
we'll see. Hagerstown's it's a bit of a hike. It's about 3 hours.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh, okay.
Frank and I, in our younger years, that was nothing. That was
nope.
That trip was to go somewhere for 3 hours and turn around and drive back.
Yep. Yep.
But hey, what about your weekend, Frank? How was yours? Anything exciting going on this weekend?
Last week, I had a what's it called? A birthday. Had a birthday. Friday. I hit the half century mark. It's easier to say it that way. This is the bicentennial edition, Jim. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. This is the I am old as dirt. Had a nice little weekend. I went to Dave and Buster's with Ray and Ange and Matt. And the food there at the Franklin Mills is actually really good.
Oh, yeah. The Franklin Mills one is not quite as bad as you think.
No, it's not. The food and the sports bar area is, they must have redone it all because it looks, I never even knew the sports bar part was in there, but it's wonderful. We had the best waiter. I don't remember his name offhand, but he was phenomenal. The drinking thing, I had a mixed drink and it was a little too sweet. And then I went to a beer. And it's just, I don't have the taste for beer anymore like I used to. I'm sure that'll pass. Pass.
You'll grow out of that.
Thanks, Dylan. Yes, happy No Way Home week. Please, if you have seen it, please don't throw spoilers in the chat. I've already unfollowed three pages today because of that. As I was scrolling for news. I'll go back to my weekend in a second. As I was scrolling for news to look at today, every third article had the word Tom Holland in it. So I was like, just go right by. My friend Matt, actually, I had a car bomb last night at Maziac's, but I'll get to that in a minute. My friend Matt, our friend, he's a truck driver, Matt, he texted me this morning and he said, stay away from TikTok, stay away from Instagram, because England has the movie out already over there and everything about the movie is out there. So I've managed to navigate through today, 4 more days to go.
Yeah, because you're not going till Friday, right?
Right. You're going Thursday?
7 o'clock.
Yeah. No, Dylan. I remember you mentioned that last week about the soundtrack, and it's like I was saying to somebody earlier today. It's like we know who's supposed to be in it, but not seeing them until they're actually on screen. You know what I mean? Like I don't want to read about it.
It's better,
right? Right. As far as the weekend, back to that real fast. We went Dave and Buster's. We did a little bowling. I threw a 12-pound ball for an hour and a half, and I thought I was going to die. I thought my arm was going to fall off.
Sounds right.
It actually still hurts all up along here. Yeah.
They have other weights.
No. It's too light of a ball, and it doesn't do what you want it to do. Too heavy of a ball, and it doesn't – you can't throw it. 12-11 was about where I was sitting. Saturday didn't do anything. Actually, Ray got a last-minute gig at a city distillery.
Oh.
So I ran down there, didn't drink, didn't. I'm not a vodka guy. Hung out for like an hour, left. And then yesterday was Jimmy Maziak's Christmas party.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it was nice. It was a good time. A lot of people, a lot of blasts from the past.
Yeah, I saw some pics look like it.
Yeah, I missed the picture outside that everybody was in. Ray and I were inside doing a shot, which were going down easier yesterday.
Yeah, I'm sure they were.
Yeah.
So, that's good. Good. Glad you had a great birthday weekend, man.
It was a very nice weekend. Yes. Thank you, everyone, for reaching out. If you're watching, and if you didn't, you're dead to me. But that's okay.
So I did finally manage to catch up on some stuff. I finally caught Red Notice.
I just finished that.
Did you?
We're a little late. I mean, I think I'm at the end.
You might as well be.
I miss anything
if you're not.
There's like 4 or 5 minutes left at the end. I already saw the scene on the boat, and then the next scene after that in London.
Yeah, that's it. That was London. Okay. That was Paris. London, wasn't it?
Paris. I'm sorry. So yeah. So I managed. I had 15 minutes left. I kept watching it in parts.
So what did you think?
What did you think? Because you just finished. What did you think of it?
I thought it was fine.
You're more critical on things than I.
Yeah, it wasn't a multi-million-dollar blockbuster. If it had been released in theaters, it would have made all the money.
You think so?
Yeah. But it wasn't like great. To be honest with you, I liked the other Ryan Reynolds one better, the Secret Six or whatever that was.
Oh yeah, I never watched that.
Yeah, I think I enjoyed that one better.
Better than Just Friends?
No, nothing's better than Just Friends.
That's a good point.
And it's Anna Faris, right?
Yes. No.
Yeah.
No. That's Amy Smart.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
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 So yeah, it's I thought it was okay. I mean, the double cross. I didn't see some of the twists coming, which was cool.
Right. Now I enjoyed it. I thought it was a fun movie.
My mom would make sure she's not dead to you, by the way. Yeah. So she should give you the belief.
Your mom would never be dead to anyone.
Right. That's Anna Faris was in it. Thank you, Jimmy.
Was she in Just Friends? Oh crap! That's right. She was the music chick in Just Friends. Right, I'm sorry. Damn, there goes my geekness. Forgiveness. Yes.
So, like I said, it was fine. I'm getting a little tired of Ryan Reynolds playing Ryan Reynolds in every movie. Speaking of Just Friends, I think he's been that same character just with some more action ever since.
Yep.
And I think he's a better actor than that, so I'd like to see him do more things.
Just Friends is an underrated Christmas movie. Yes. Oh crap! That's right. That's all takes place around Christmas.
We should rewatch that for next.
I'm in. I'm all in. I mean, like, you don't have to tell me to rewatch something.
That's true. We'll do that. We'll do that in the Die Hard. We'll do a Christmas marathon.
Die Hard is still at the top.
Yeah. Unlike Hans Gruber.
Oh. Yeah. I enjoyed Red Notice. I didn't see some of the twists. Some of them you could see coming from a mile away. But it was fun. It was just a fun movie. I met Christy Swanson and George Wendt and John Ratzenberger. Oh, nice. Is George Wendt as miserable as I've heard? Because I heard him on Opie and Anthony, and he just sounded like depressed and miserable.
How long ago did you hear him on Opie and Anthony?
It was a while ago. So they're not a.
Haven't they been off the air for like 10 years?
Well, they're not a show. They're on shows separately. They're not on shows together.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but John Ratzenberger, I would like to meet. Christy Swanson, I don't.
She's a little crazy now.
That's okay. I don't mind a little.
She's gone really right.
Oh, really?
Way right.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. But she's great. I mean, she went right enough. She didn't even make it into the Psych, This Is Gus movie. Which I was hoping she was going to pop up in.
No.
No. Well, she's she married the one guy in the show.
Yes. Christy Swanson was the original Buffy. Yes. All right, so I didn't grab a lot of stuff because, like I said,
you're a little scared.
Well, yeah, I'm definitely afraid of the internet this week. So
I did also start back up Lost in Space.
Oh man, I was hoping you were going to say Lost. I got so excited for three quarters of a second.
No, I need to get back on track with it. But as we watch it as a family, because it's actually good for the kid. He's gotten to watch like these kids grow up with him, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
But if anybody hasn't watched it, I highly recommend it. It's fantastic.
Is it good?
Yeah, we talked about it last time, or 2 years ago now.
Vaguely remember.
But yeah, it's on Netflix. Super fun show. Really well done.
Oh, cool.
It takes a very different twist on the Danger Will Robinson.
Gotcha.
Stuff. And effects are great on it.
It's all over now, space. Right? Like it's done now.
Supposedly, this is the last season.
Okay. Okay.
I'll let you know if I find out if they're still Lost in Space or not. Season 3 came out like a week and a half ago, Charles. That's what we just started. But I have to wait till my 13-year-old comes out of his room for more than 10 minutes at a time to watch an episode. So
good luck on that.
It'll take a while.
Yeah. You might as well start Lost over again.
No.
It's a great pilot.
Nope. Watched it once.
Great pilot.
I've never seen the pilot. I never saw first season.
Seriously?
No.
How do you get through? How do you watch the show without watching the actual?
So I don't know if you remember a time before DVRs.
There was something. Was it
but
a
Lost was out before DVRs?
Video
cassette something. Records?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, no.
I had a Betamax.
But Lost was out before DVRs.
Really?
It was TiVo time. If anything, wow. It was back in 07, 06.
Shit. I
wasn't home on Wednesday nights because I was usually playing The Pennant or somewhere.
Oh,
or
yeah.
RPs or something. So I was never home to watch it.
I videoed it all the time.
So I caught the replays of maybe the end of season one when Summertime wasn't new content.
Right, right.
All right. Summer used to be we just replay the shows for the rest of the year.
Summer was great for that.
So I re-caught some of Lost then.
Live in front of somebody mentioned that show to me, that live in front of a studio audience.
I really enjoyed the first one, the one that they did All in the Family and the Jeffersons. That one was great.
I didn't watch that one either.
I really enjoyed that one. I tuned into this one last week with the for a few minutes.
Right.
And it was Kevin Hart as Arnold.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Damon Wayans as Willis.
Mm.
John Lithgow as Mr. Drummond. And I don't remember who played Facts of Life, the school, the one that ran it. Mrs. Garrett. I don't remember who was playing her, but it was okay. Kevin Hart's always Kevin Hart. So like
Ryan Reynolds is now always Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, but like Kevin Hart's such an over the top kind of vibe that it's tough for me to be like, oh well, yeah, it's him playing Arnold. Like when Woody Harrelson did
Ann Dowd was Mrs. Garrett.
Mm.
This is actually an interesting cast.
Yeah, they did, like Woody Harrelson did All in the Family And he was Archie Bunker, and he was great.
So Jennifer Aniston was Blair. Gabrielle Union was Tootie.
Yeah, they cast all older people than the actual cast of
Catherine
Life
Hahn
is now.
Was Joe. Okay. John Lithgow as Mr. Drummond is sensational.
It was. I was listening to somebody that said they should have done the bicycle shop episode, though.
Oh, no.
With John Lithgow as the dude that ran the bike shop.
Oh, no.
That would have been amazing and very special. It was a special episode.
Will Arnett.
I don't know how many people listening remember that.
I remember that. Jason Bateman, Snoop Dogg played Vernon.
Vernon was Willis's friend.
Right. So Todd Bridges, Mindy Cohen, Kim Fields, Sean Stockman, Lisa Welkel. Well, say that for me.
Nope. Welch.
Yep. They all showed up. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Like I said, I tuned in and tuned back out. I loved the shows when I was a kid, but I don't know how much they hold up. It was just a very different era watching any of it.
Oh yeah. I mean, yeah, I was kind of curious when the All in the Family one came out. I was like, how the hell are you actually going to pull that in the Jeffersons off? Because they don't go over today. Like even The Office, you can't redo that the same way today in any way almost.
Yeah. The All in the Family, they held pretty close. It was good.
That's good. That's good.
And yeah, Jason Momoa is definitely always Jason Momoa.
He's always Jason
Momoa. Conan is Aquaman is Dothraki.
Yes, it's true.
Speaking of Snoop Dogg, though.
Yes.
Did you see any Snoop Dogg announcements today?
No, did I miss a Snoop Dogg announcement?
So, I don't know when we're getting to this, but the Golden Globe.
Oh, I have that. So that's the second thing down that I have. I was going to start off with sad news.
Oh, no.
Yes. Anne Rice passed away.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're an avid reader. How much Anne did you read?
None, actually. Oh. I honestly never read. I never read any of it. She wrote the Vampire Chronicle series. Interview with a Vampire, Queen of the Damned. She was 80.
Yeah. So I guess when all that stuff came out, she was already in her 50s when all the movies were getting released.
At least. You know, Jason Momoa isn't the original Aquaman. Jack's right. Vinny Chase is Aquaman.
It's true.
Another show you cannot remake today in the same way at all.
No.
That one's really, really hard to do.
No, he's also Pablo Escobar, I believe, if I remember right, wasn't he?
In the movie, yes. Yeah. I just rewatched that last year. Chuck?
No. We do enjoy a good rewatch.
Had to buy the movie to finish the whole thing off for $3.99. Rented it. Medine.
Medine.
Yeah. Entourage is one of my favorite shows still.
You're probably due for a rewatch again. It's been a year. All right.
Okay, twist my arm. No, so I do have the list of Golden Globe nominations.
So Snoop was announcing them, though. Snoop read them off today.
Did he?
He's not a pronouncer, that one.
No.
I don't know if you knew, but Denis Villeneuve directed Dune.
Yeah, what did
not
he say?
Denny Villeneuve. No, that's what he said.
He said
it's Denny Villeneuve.
Oh, is it? I would have said it the way Snoop says it.
He said Denis Villeneuve.
Yep, I would have said that.
He also said Bean Affleck.
Oh.
And then he said, oh, that says Ben Affleck. Yeah, Ben, I'm sorry, man. That was my bad. So if you get a chance, go check out Snoop's reading off some of these names. It was pretty good.
I will. Snoop likes the ganj. He likes to indulge. Yeah.
You could tell the ones he practiced, like Mahershala Ali, no problem. Right. Ben Affleck was an issue, though.
That's hilarious. you couldn't get an easier name to pronounce.
No, it was great.
All right, so I have the EW.com list.
Spoiler-filled edition.
Oh, thank God. I'm telling you, I am terrified of Googling things or looking on these sites that I usually look on. Like, I do a lot of looking on Screen Rant, and I'm not kidding, dude. Every other article has Tom Holland, Spider-Man, Tom Holland, Spider-Man. Like I'm it's,
at I least got, it says Tom Holland, not any of the other actors' names.
Oh, dude, I don't. I'm getting shell shocked trying to look online for stuff. So it starts with the good stuff, obviously. It starts with the best motion picture drama nominees. None of these have I seen. Belfast, Coda.
Kenneth Branagh did Belfast.
Yep, Coda. Dune, which actually I heard, I ended up hearing was really good.
No, it's not winning.
No. King Richard, which I do want to see.
That's definitely award bait.
And The Power of the Dog?
Yeah, so that's the one with Benedict Cumberbatch and Kirsten Dunst and Jesse Plemons.
Okay.
That's supposed to be very good. It's a period piece. Right. They're all kind of period pieces, though, that are upper or, you know, sci-fi fantasy.
Yeah.
King Richard, though, it's interesting that it's I didn't get a chance to watch it yet, that it's all just like, here's this story about the two greatest tennis players of all time.
Right.
And let's tell a story about their dad instead.
Well, of course, that's what you have to do. You have to give Will Smith a vehicle to be Will Smith.
Well, so,
actually, he doesn't do it that way. But what do you think? What do you think is going to win out of those?
I think it'll either be Belfast or King Richard.
Dune has no shot.
No. Well, and Dune didn't even finish. I don't know why. I think it just got nominated because Denis Villeneuve is attached.
Right. Keep saying that name because you're going to have to say that again in a minute for me.
I know.
Best performance by an actress in a motion picture drama.
Mm.
Jessica Chastain in The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Olivia Colman in The Lost Daughter. Nicole Kidman in Being the Ricardos. I didn't even know that was out.
She is Lucy.
Yes.
It's pretty incredible, the changeover they did. I think it came out in theaters.
I know we had talked about it. I didn't know it was that far in that it was already out. We got Lady Gaga and House of Gucci and Kristen Stewart in Spencer. We're not going to go through every single category. We'll just kind of highlight the big ones.
Yeah, that's a tough one, though.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of people. They love Olivia Colman.
Right.
Those award shows. But I don't know where they'll go with that. They also do love a good biopic.
Yep. Best performance by an actor in a motion picture drama. Mahershala Ali in Swan Song. Javier Bardem in Being the Ricardos. I assume he would play Ricky.
Desi Arnaz.
Yep. Same thing.
Yep.
Benedict Cumberbatch in The Power of the Dog, Will Smith and King Richard. Denzel Washington in The Tragedy of Macbeth. That's a tough field.
Yeah, it's well, you also had a year worth of releases or 2 years worth of releases that came out this year.
Yep. But still, that's a really, really tough field there.
Yeah, I don't know where that one goes. Having not seen any of them yet, I don't think it'll be Javier Bardem.
Right. Then we have Best Motion Picture Musical or Comedy. Cyrano? Yep, that's the one. Don't Look Up, Licorice Pizza, Tick Tock Boom, and West Side Story literally just came out, didn't it?
It did, like last week, yeah.
Right, and it's already got an Oscar, a Golden Globe nod, because it's Steven Spielberg and it's West Side Story.
Correct.
Yeah. I've no interest.
I think that had some trouble at the box office from what I heard.
Yeah, it didn't.
I don't see how that story translates over to today though. So like I might see it. I love the music from it, but I feel like they changed all the music, so I'm not sure.
Right.
How in I'm going to be able to go.
Yeah. Best performance by an actress in a motion picture musical or comedy, Marion Cotillard, right?
Cotillard?
Yep. In Annette, Alana Haim, Licorice Pizza, Jennifer Lawrence, Don't Look Up, Emma Stone, Cruella, and Rachel Zegler for West Side Story.
Yeah, I don't get the Emma Stone nom for Cruella because it's not like it's. I don't know.
Yeah.
I heard she was good, but not. I don't know if she was that good to pass everybody else for the year.
And then the best performance by an actor in a motion picture musical. This is a really. So you got DiCaprio for Don't Look Up. You got Peter Dinklage for Serrano. Andrew Garfield for Tick, Tick, Boom. Cooper Hoffman for Licorice Pizza. And Anthony Ramos for In the Heights. It's a pretty good crowd of actors there.
It is. Yeah,
I mean, I guess you would say Leo's the favorite because he's always the favorite, but
usually you'd have to go Leo him. Andrew Garfield got really good reviews for Tick Tick Boom, though, I believe.
Yeah.
I didn't even know Peter Dinklage did Cyrano. Nope. I'm intrigued to see that story now, though, if he was playing Cyrano de Bergerac,
right,
as instead of the nose, the short.
That could be good. West Side Story is not doing good at the box office. I think it only brought in like $10 million, if I remember reading correctly.
Well, it's also, was it a dual release?
I'm not sure. Was it HBO?
I think it was.
Maybe. Best motion picture animated. I mean, how can Encanto not win out of that?
I've heard amazing things.
Yeah. Encanto, Flea, Luca, My Sunny Mad, and Raya the Last Dragon. I would say it would probably be between Raya and Encanto.
Yeah, and so West Side Story did do $10.5 million over the weekend. It needs to hit $300 million to break even.
Holy Christ, that's not going to happen. Skipping that one. Best performance by an actress in a supporting role in any motion picture.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, it says in any motion picture. Oh,
it's so supporting they don't do by category. It's all in.
Right. So it was, I can't even say her first name.
Okay.
Catriona Balfe for Belfast. Sorry, okay, if you're listening, Catriona. Ariana DeBoye. Am I saying that right? West Side Story? They just have DeBose.
Yeah.
I got Kirsten Dunst for The Power of the Dog. Onwani Ellis for King Richard and Ruth Negga for Passing.
Oh, I like Ruth Negga a lot.
Isn't she from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., right?
She is. She was also on Preacher for a few seasons.
Oh, look at that. Okay. I don't
she's,
know.
She's very good, though.
Best performance by an actor in a supporting role. Bean Affleck, The Tender Bar. Yep.
Bean Affleck.
Jamie Dornan for Belfast. Ciarán Hinds for Belfast.
Oh, my God. You pronounced it just like Snoop did.
Ciarán Hinds. I swear I didn't watch it. Troy Kotsur for Coda and Cody Smith McPhee for The Power of the Dog.
Yeah, I don't even know what The Tender Bar is. So a lot of these movies, I guess they were streaming releases this year.
They had to be.
Or there was a lot of movies that were released in theaters that they forgot to advertise anywhere because nobody was going to the movies.
Right.
And they just needed to push them out.
Best director for motion picture is Kenneth Branagh for Belfast.
Yep. I think we did those, didn't we?
No. Did we? No. Not best director.
Oh.
Jane Campion for Power of the Dog. Maggie Gyllenhaal?
Yeah, Gyllenhaal. Okay. I didn't even know she directed something.
No, The Lost Daughter, Steven Spielberg, West Side Story, and Denis Villeneuve for Dune.
Denis Villeneuve?
Same guy. Told you that's how I pronounce it.
Could be.
Let's see.
So, but our wheelhouse is going to be your TV with your women runs
I'm skipping.
Stuff.
I'm skipping down to the best television stuff because there's just a lot. Do we want to skip the drama or do we want to stay with the drama?
I mean, drama, you got what? Lupin, Morning Lupin. Show, Pose, Squid Game, Succession.
Right.
You don't I saw think, Morning Show.
You don't think Squid Game is going to win any of this, do you?
I don't. I don't.
No.
The comedy is a really good.
Yep. I'm skipping.
Run though.
All right, so best performance by an actress in a television series, Uzo
Adubo
for In Treatment, Jennifer Aniston, The Morning Show, Christine Baranski, wow, I remember her, for The Good Fight, Elizabeth Moss for Handmaiden's Tale, and Michaela J. Rodriguez for Pose.
Yeah, Pose is it was their last season. I have a feeling that they give Billy Porter a lot of his due.
Gotcha.
This year.
Succession is one that's actually on my radar to kind of start.
Yeah.
I heard that's a really, really good show, and it's something that I was told by a few people that I would really get into. Best performance by an actor in a television series drama, Brian Cox, Succession, Lee Jung Jae for Squid Game, Billy Porter for Pose. Jeremy Strong for Succession and Omar Sy for Lupin.
Yeah, it's weird because some of the stuff that's coming up came out like early yeah. in 2021.
Yeah, I think the whole thing's a mess because of the pandemic, and then we have the new one coming up, but that's another topic for another time. Best television series, musical comedy. This is where you wanted to go.
Yeah.
The Great. Don't know it. Hacks. I've heard of.
Yeah. I've raved about that. It was Gene Smart's vehicle.
Yep. Only Murders in the Building.
Also really good. I think Hacks is okay. Went above that.
Reservation Dogs.
Yeah. Which is, like a reality kind of show.
Gotcha.
Reservation is in Native American reservation.
Oh, okay.
But it's about like the gang mentality of that and the kind of gangs that form in these towns that grow up around the reservations. It's kind of an interesting show.
Gotcha. And then Ted Lasso, which I think is going to win, personally.
Yeah, see, I don't know. It might.
Series creator Bill Lawrence, side note, has stated that Ted Lasso season 3 may be the last for the series, citing scheduling conflicts with series star Jason Sudeikis. They're about to start filming on Valentine's Day 2022.
Well, it was originally set up as a three season run. So,
right.
And I'm okay with that. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, you're good.
Oh, best performance by an actress in a television series, musical, or comedy. Hannah
Einbinder.
Yes, for Hacks. Elle Fanning for The Great. Issa Rae for Insecure, Tracy Ellis Ross for Blackish, and Gene Smart for Hacks. So nothing for Ted Lasso there. I guess they're more supporters.
No, she was nominated for supporting.
Okay, that's cool. She won last year.
She won supporting because Gene Smart won for Best Actress.
Right.
So I feel like Gene Smart takes that again.
Okay. Best performance by an actor in a television series. Anthony Anderson, Blackish. I like Anthony Anderson.
He's nominated every time.
Yeah. Nicholas Holt from The Great. Isn't that Beast?
Yeah. So, yeah. But The Great is the one that I actually really want to watch. It looks hilarious.
The Great is?
Yeah. You've seen ads for it recently. Yeah. It's one of the queens and her suitor.
Gotcha. Steve Martin and Martin Short, both for Only Murders in the Building. And Jason Sudeikis for Ted Lasso. Do you think one of the old men take it?
No, I thought Sudeikis is going to. I mean, Martin Short was there. Martin Short and Steve Martin were both brilliant.
Mm. Gotcha.
But they both played themselves.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like.
Yep. Let me see.
So the other, we had limited series 2, which I don't know if you saw any of these. There's Dope Sick.
Nope.
Impeachment.
Nope.
Maid.
Nope.
Mayor of Easttown and the Underground Railroad.
Mayor of Easttown is the local one for us.
Yeah, I think Dope Sick takes it.
Okay.
Even though Mayor of Easttown was a darling at the last one. Right. I did watch some of Maid. My wife watched Maid, and I popped in and out on that. It's a fascinating show, actually. It's Andie MacDowell and her daughter starring it.
Oh, okay.
that was good, but Dope Sick is phenomenal.
So,
which also got Michael Keaton a nod.
Oh.
For Best Actor, which puts him up against
one of your favorite actors.
Against Paul Bettany.
For WandaVision.
Yeah, Oscar Isaac, that twit. Ewan McGregor and Tara Raheem.
That's a nice thick category.
It is. I'm hoping Keaton wins that. Keaton was brilliant in Dope Sick.
If Keaton doesn't win it, who do you think it goes for? Who do you think it goes down to? Do you think they give anything to Marvel?
No.
Because the female category is Jessica Chastain from Seeds of a Marriage, Cynthia Erivo from Genius Aretha, Elizabeth Olsen for WandaVision, Kate Winslet from Mayor of Easttown, and Margaret Qualley from Maid. Neither one of those two has a shot, right? Elizabeth Olsen and, obviously Paul Bettany doesn't, but...
No, that goes to Kate Winslet.
Okay. And then best performance by an actress in a supporting role has Hannah Waddingham for Ted Lasso.
And Andie MacDowell for Maid, who was brilliant. Jennifer Coolidge, I heard great things about her in White Lotus.
Yep.
And Caitlin Dever was awesome in Dope Sick. She actually used to be, she was the youngest daughter on the show Last Man Standing with Tim Allen.
No fooling.
And she really gets to like dig into like, you watch her progression from like being one of the only women working at a coal mine and then to getting hurt on the job. And then you watch her descent into painkiller addiction.
Oh.
And like how that impacts her entire life going forward. It's really good stuff she does in there. And then your actors for supporting. This one's tough. Billy Crudup.
Yeah, he's always good.
The Morning
good.
Show. He's fantastic on there.
I heard he's great in that.
Kieran Culkin for Succession. Mark Duplass for Morning Show, who's also great on The Morning Show. Brett Goldstein. You got to give it to.
Which one's Brett Goldstein?
Really?
Is that Beard?
No.
It's Roy, right?
Yes.
I don't know their real names.
Me either. I couldn't remember Roy Kent, so I was really hoping you were going to say it.
No, I went Beard first. Always go Beard first.
And Oh Young Soo for Squid Game, who I'm guessing is the friend.
Okay.
That doesn't work out as well for, because I did not see all of Squid Game. I saw like the last first 5 minutes and the last 5 minutes.
I didn't see any of Squid Game.
It wraps up the whole thing for me.
I didn't see any of Squid Game, and I'm okay with that. I don't have a desire to do that.
So yeah, I think there's some interesting stuff coming up with that. I'm excited to see where that goes.
It's a shame that Marvel's not going to get any nods whatsoever, but I understand they're not.
I'm surprised they didn't get any other noms for any of the other Marvel stuff, though.
Right. None of the – usually they get some.
Thinking about it now, though, like Black Widow wouldn't have. I'm surprised they didn't throw ScarJo something.
I think Disney threw her a lot.
I think – I'm surprised they didn't throw Awkwafina as supporting for Shang-Chi.
Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing for that.
They do like Awkwafina. She won one a few years ago for Crazy Rich Asians, I think.
Well, there's nothing for effects or anything in any of these announcements anyway. That doesn't come to the Oscars, right?
Like no.
Special effects. And
there wasn't any good acting in the Eternals, so that makes sense.
I mean, no, there wasn't. to shoot quickly over to the few things I have for the DC thing, this Batman news is kind of interesting. Warner Brothers is deciding between two cuts of the movie. So there's two cuts of this Batman movie coming out. One has a mysterious character in it that they haven't revealed, and one does not. This mysterious character is rumored to be the Joker.
Oh.
It's rumored to be Barry Keoghan's.
Yep.
From the Eternals.
Right, whose brother apparently spoiled that on Twitter.
Yeah. So there's two cuts. One has the certain character and one does not. WB has not decided which cut to go with yet.
I think you go without. Like, there's already enough going on.
Yeah, unless it's something that they do late near the end of the movie and tease it so that you have the setup for a second movie. But I mean, as much as I love the Joker as a character, I'm tired of seeing the Joker and everything now.
Yeah. I don't think you need him as a setup to this early Batman.
No, you have such a huge roster of characters. Like, look at how well Gotham integrated the roster of characters in the pre-Batman years. Like, use some of them.
And technically never had a Joker.
No, not really.
Well, but the problem is now they're divvying out villains across all these different properties they're trying to do.
Right.
Right. Because you get Firefly and who knows who else will go to Batgirl.
Right. But they all go to Flash.
They do, because Flash has to run.
Well, Flash added a up-and-coming actress for season 8. Yay, season 8. Mika Abdallah will be Phantom Girl.
Who I'm not sure why they're going that route. So the Phantom Girl character is a member of the Legion of Superheroes.
Correct. And that's from the 31st century.
Right. Who we've had all of those characters on Supergirl.
Correct.
So I don't know why they're bringing one of them over here.
Is it possible?
I know some people may have missed the end of Supergirl and not seen the last season.
Boo.
But they made it so that they can't come back to the past anymore.
But Barry went back in time again.
Yeah.
For love this time, because he's the paragon of love. Look, man, I was a huge Flash fan. Okay. I like the character. I've loved the character.
Let's say spoilers real quick, because I feel like we're going to get into spoilers for this season of Flash so far.
Definitely going to say spoilers for the Armageddon portion of Flash that we're getting right now. And holy shit, is it awful. Like, I'm not even pulling a punch here. The last episode that I watched, Jesus, was that awful. You took, I'm going to rant for a second. You took one of the best villains they put in the Arrowverse in Damian Dark. He was a sense, and I love Neil McDonough as an actor. And having him as Damian Dark, he was great, even though the magic season kind of sucked a little bit on Arrow. It sucked a lot. But he was a great villain.
So and Legends. He was phenomenal on Legends.
And whether Legion of Doom was so good on Legends. I enjoy the twist. I like the twist of Thrawn going back and changing things and taking Barry's life. That was neat.
You haven't seen that before.
Until we haven't seen him marry Iris. Like, please take Iris to the future and go. Stay there. But then you get Barry pretending to be bad for a couple minutes until Damian sees through it and then loves. Freaking saves everything.
It does. He's worried.
God.
And Iris realizes that she still loves him, even though he doesn't exist.
Even though Eobard's her lightning rod. God, I hate this show right now. I'm so mad that they took the show in this direction.
I'm more confused this most recent episode. So we're 10 years in the future.
God, yeah.
Dude, let's not forget that we're 10 years in the future in this episode. So like.
So much
nobody's really aged.
No,
and Iris and Eobard, they would never have been together as a team Flash,
mm-hmm.
right? And Crisis never would have happened the way that it happened.
Nope.
So like, Batwoman wouldn't have been the new Batwoman.
Nope.
And nope. None of that would have happened.
Nope.
There was this time change thing, and then Barry's super upset. He's like, I can't destroy this world. When he goes back in time, he destroys the world anyway because it's going to start a new timeline. So
correct.
So he's going to, but correct. He's worried about destroying. It was awful.
It was so awful. Bad. And I know it's coming. I saw it coming before this episode. I saw them planting the seeds. Why must there be relationships between everyone? Why can't characters just be there and not be involved in a romantic relationship with someone else? Chester is great the way he is.
Mm-hmm.
Allegra is okay the way she is. They don't need to be a couple. There's no reason for that to happen. The Flash has become too dramatic, Dylan said. Yes. It's not even that it's become too dramatic. It's that they seem to be forgetting the other stuff that they did in the past.
Well, let's be honest. They haven't been good since like season 2.
Oh, no.
Just wait. We're going to get more spoilers for the rest of the season. Robbie Amell's coming back too.
I know. I like him.
So you're going to get more love.
Do me a favor. Go film Upload 2. Okay.
God. I wish that would come out soon.
Go film Upload 2 and don't do The Flash. Like, don't do season 8. Like, there's no reason for a season.
And you're going to get shirtless Chilblain more, I think.
God.
So the Killer Cross can have a boyfriend?
The Kraven ripoff? Oh, my God.
Well, Chilblain was Golden Glider's guy in the comics.
Because
that was the replacement to Captain Cold.
He's pointless, too. We don't need him.
But they had to. She got cast in a different show, so they wrote off that character.
Right.
So that was a good rant. Flash for you though.
It was the one show that I enjoyed, and now that's not the show I enjoy. You know what show I enjoy? Superman and Lois has become a better show.
So far. We'll see. I have a feeling it's going to take a bad turn.
You think they're going to do Dark Superman again?
No. They're going anti-government, anti-American Superman. It seems like.
Perfect time for that kind of a show to be on the air. Perfect time.
Sort of looks like he's going to question authority now.
Oh my God. Over on the Marvel side, as we head towards the finish line.
You look so defeated now.
Jenna Dewan's going to be on it.
That's exciting.
I like her.
Everybody likes Jenna Dewan.
I like her.
Except for Channing.
Well, no, I think he did, but he doesn't. But so I have this list. I love lists. I haven't done a good list in a while. And this is every Disney Plus original movie ranked from worst to best. It's only 16, so it's not going to be that bad. We can get through this one pretty quick. Ready? Okay. This is according to Screen Rant.
Oh, you went to Screen Rant? Oh.
I did. Because it's the TV side.
You bold
I
can man. Get through
the yeah. So they have at number 16, Secret Society of Second Born Royals.
Okay.
Didn't know it was a thing.
Yeah, that was early Disney Plus show. Okay.
15 is Magic Camp.
Nope.
14 is Home Sweet Home.
Is that the new Home Alone?
I don't know. Maybe that's the.
I don't know. My Disney Plus account is mostly Bluey for my kid that's under
gotcha,
two.
Gotcha. Well, originally when I looked at Home Sweet Home Alone, I thought that said Sweet Home Alabama, and I got excited because that's a good movie.
It is a great movie.
Yeah. 13 is Godmothered.
Okay. Yeah. No, I know
Fairy
what it is.
Godmother is centering on Gillian Bell's hilarious attempts to hone her. I'd rather see Courtney Ford do a Godmother type of show.
If you have to tell me hilarious in the description,
yep.
It's not going to go well.
Number 12, Black Beauty.
Okay, it's about a horse.
Yep. Black Beauty suffers from an inability to pick a narrative tone. That's awesome. Number 11 is Safety. It's a football show. Number 10 is Noelle.
Oh, I like Noelle.
I don't like Anna Kendrick, so.
She's cute.
She's
that Noelle. Was a clever movie.
Okay, so it's Noelle Kringle, Santa's daughter. That mm-hmm. sounds it. That okay, that sounds kind of cool. Does she sing in it?
Nah, maybe. But it's in Palm Springs.
Oh, okay. Number 9 is Flora and Ulysses. This looks cute.
I remember seeing it, but I haven't watched it.
Yeah, Sanders on the youngest Buckman child and her superpowered sentient pet squirrel. Ooh. Actually, sounds kind of cute.
Everybody loves a sentient pet. Yeah. Sentient
Lady
pet
and the squirrel. Tramp was the first live action. Yeah, even this still shot looks creepy. Number 7, Stargirl.
Yeah, but not that Stargirl.
No, based on Jerry Spinelli's children's novel of the same name.
Yeah, it came out the same week as the other Stargirl.
Gotcha. Number 6 is Luca. Is it animated?
Hey, Luca was good.
Okay. Number five.
They did a spinoff coming out soon.
Oh, did they?
Like spinoff side story.
Yep. Okay. Number 5, Clouds.
Mm-mm.
Is a moving motion picture that aims to teach valuable lessons of humility and triumph in adversity to young adults.
Nope.
Soul at number 4. I didn't see it, but I heard it was fun. And then it wasn't.
I wasn't a huge fan of it.
Yeah, I remember that. Number 3, Timmy Failure. Mistakes are made.
No, my kids are not the right age range for most of these, so I managed to skip a lot of them.
Okay. Number 2 is Togo. That's got Green Goblin in it.
William Dafoe?
Yeah.
Okay.
The 1925 serum run to Gnome is the tale here.
No.
It has to do with dogs. Gnome, Nome. Yeah, it has to do with dogs.
Okay.
Dog slams.
Oh, Togo.
Togo.
Yeah now I remember what that was.
Didn't
yeah,
I
yeah,
say
yeah.
that?
You did.
Okay. And number 1 is Phineas and Ferb the movie. Candace Against the Universe. Never watched the Phineas and Ferb thing.
Oh, the Phineas and Ferb system. Good. It's all fun. It's all just batshit crazy.
Gotcha. Like so the other thing, the other Marvel thing, I'm not going to do the 13 canceled movies this time either. I keep putting that off. James Gunn confirmed that Marvel Studios had to do a last minute deal with Fox to secure the rights to Ego, the Living Planet. They actually didn't have the rights before filming Guardians 2. So that's kind of neat.
I don't know why.
Because it's a Fox. It was a Fox-owned property back then.
Yeah. Oh, Fox.
That's yeah. Right. So, I mean, Guardians of the Galaxy raked in $773.3 million.
I guess.
No, I'm sorry. That was the first one. I apologize.
I guess all that rolled to Fantastic Four then.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to understand how Ego did in this Eternals didn't. That doesn't make sense.
Right. Well, they own Eternals now.
Right? But they owned it before because they announced it.
Oh. Maybe they just figured they were going to get a deal done because Disney has enough money to throw whatever. Because
Ego is technically a Celestial.
Mm, okay.
So, I don't know. They're going to have to figure out how to explain all that stuff at some point, too.
Of course they are.
We'll see if they do that or not. They'll do that in What If Zombies.
It's on his... Oh. So, to close out the quicker show today, we'll close it out with Hawkeye spoilers from episode 4. So, if you have not seen Hawkeye, take a break. Come back to the show at the 51-minute mark, we'll say.
And really, it's been a week. You should have seen it.
You should have seen it. If you haven't seen it, tough shit. It's your fault. Yeah. What did you think of the episode?
I thought it was fun. I enjoy the back and forth with Renner and her.
Definitely have great chemistry.
Yeah. I enjoyed their back and forth. I think the action at the end was great. The reveal of Yelena.
Mm-hmm.
Was good. I don't get what the watch is still. I feel like I should, but I don't.
Yeah, I haven't even really read.
Well, don't look now.
No. Type the word spoiler in. I just got terrified typing in Hawkeye Easter eggs for episode 4. I didn't know what the hell was going to come up.
And I liked the way they tried to humanize Jack too, instead of just making him this caricature villain. They were like, no, he's actually, if you didn't know that he was going to be a bad guy, he's actually, it seems like a pretty sweet guy to the,
yeah,
to the mom. Yeah. Who, the mom might be the bad one using him.
Yeah. I read a couple theories about that. I'm not going to go into that now.
Cause Swordsman in the comic, depending on the storyline, was a good guy and a bad guy.
What I understand and what has been tweeted before I abandoned the Twitter, episode 5 is supposed to be mind blowing.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying. I believe in episode 5, the engineer is finally going to show up and I'm going to get my comeuppance.
I'm going to remind you again, the engineer showed up in WandaVision.
That was a fake. It was a ruse. It was sleight of hand. They're waiting to do it later.
Dylan, that was a good line. I mean, clearly his branding is off.
Yes. The reveal of Yelena was great. I mean, you saw it coming, obviously, right?
Yeah, I mean, that was spoiled. We knew she was in the show.
Well, we knew she was in the show, but you saw. So there's if you feel like braving the Twitter world or the Instagram world this week, Florence Pugh actually posted that whole little scene on the roof where she's watching it. And she's narrating as it's going on.
Oh, no kidding.
It's really cute. Because as Kate's firing arrows, she's going, pew, pew. And she's going, don't do that. Watch. And like it's like cute little narrations. And you can hear Zach Braff laugh in the background.
Oh, so I might have to go find that.
Yeah, it's cute. Be careful, though. Be careful out there. It is very dangerous out there right now, Jack.
I'll just go to Florence Pugh's Twitter.
Try her Instagram. As that's where she posted it.
Okay.
Probably safer. So as far as Easter eggs go, Jack's Hawkeye mistake nods to Clint's comic variants. A line that Dylan just said there, your Archer, referring to Hawkeye as Archer, potentially nods towards two alternate versions of the Marvel hero. Jack's mug references Tony Dalton's Better Call Saul character.
Oh, did it? What was his mug?
So his mug is decorated with green hexagons and bees.
Okay.
So Hawkeye doesn't tell Eleanor he's a father. I did pick up on that when she asked him and he just kind of didn't answer her. I kind of picked up on that. Hawkeye's Madame Mask artwork. Eleanor Bishop has... that there's a theory that Kate's mom is actually Madame Mask from the Marvel comics or might possibly know her.
That would be a good twist.
Does Jax Forrest Gump Easter egg prove his innocence?
No.
When he was butchering the idioms?
No.
No. The big guy that...
It's just a joke I can't believe they're still making about language barriers.
Yeah.
That seems like really out of touch for how woke Marvel seems to be.
Yeah.
Like doing that as a joke is kind of out of touch, but...
When Clint was on the phone and he was talking about the big guy, that could possibly be a Kingpin reference, which I'll get to the other one in a minute. Moira Brandon's movie poster is a Marvel comic homage. There's a movie poster behind the Christmas tree that pays tribute to the original Moira.
Hmm.
Hawkeye's Thanos was right mug, which I absolutely loved. I love all of that little stuff. Trick arrows are running low after Tony Stark's death. That was actually a really cool little subplot that they put in there, that without Tony Stark and his technology, he doesn't have a lot of trick arrows, right?
But that doesn't make sense because he had him in S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right, but he's not with S.H.I.E.L.D. either.
Right, but he had him like before he worked with Tony Stark.
But was Tony Stark supplying him the S.H.I.E.L.D. on the side? We don't know. Maybe.
He could have been, but it's not like Tony Stark was the only person.
That's true.
It's not. Tony was not the guy making his arrows.
Well, no, obviously.
Like Stark
not.
Industry was making his arrows. Stark Industries, I guarantee you, Pepper didn't let that.
No.
Well, no, she did, because they went and lived in a cabin in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
So I don't know who runs Stark Industries now.
Right.
But maybe I doubt they gave up all that money.
Maybe it's Ralphie from A Christmas Story.
Though we don't know what actually happened to S.H.I.E.L.D.
True.
Because I think it was still canon when S.H.I.E.L.D. went down. Right? Mm-hmm. No, that was Winter Soldier. Right? And then they built on the DL, they built some helicarriers.
Mm-hmm.
That came up at the end of Ultron, which was tied into Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the show.
Yep.
And then we don't know.
Clint could go to Wakanda, as Dylan mentions, but I don't think Clint can get to Wakanda.
Look, if they found the White Wolf, they should...
That's true. Boomerang arrows actually appeared in Hawkeye's comic run,
mm-hmm.
which is funny. That whole thing was pretty funny. That whole comeback. Hawkeye's superpower brings Jeremy Renner's version closer to the comics. That insane accuracy, flicking the coin and the decorations and stuff. There's Endgame flashbacks. Kate Bishop wore the same top in Marvel Comics. That was the white shirt with the thing on the front that said Laika, Laika in Russian.
Mm.
Wendy Conrad and Orville, the two LARPers, are both Marvel comic characters.
Oh.
So Grill the LARPer was a comic character of the same name we mentioned before. The police officer named Wendy Conrad is actually the villain Bombshell in the comics, who debuted in 1983. And also representing the Foam Sword Mob is Orville, who could be the MCU's Orville Bach, another projectile-themed Marvel character, better known as Oddball.
Oh, I liked Oddball. Oddball was fun.
Yeah. Dungeons and Dragons posters play into Jeremy Renner rumors that he was going to be in the Dungeons and Dragons adaptation movie in 2023 that went to Chris Pine. Tomb Raider Easter egg spotlights another famous female archer. Black Widow, Yelena does the Black Widow superhero pose that she made fun of. That was pretty funny. her costume is kind of comic accurate with the Splinter Cell
thing. Yeah.
The flashbacks and the Vormir theme when Kate was fallen, I caught that. There's another pretty popular theory that's going around now. After his phone call with his wife, that his wife is actually a retired Mockingbird, and that's why S.H.I.E.L.D. set them up somewhere private.
You think they're going to go with there have been multiple Mockingbirds, or do you think they're going to rewrite Adrian Pilecki's role?
It depends on what they're going to do with that property. Are they actually going to make any of it canon? It doesn't look like they're willing to do that at this point. So maybe they just rewrite that.
Well, and they can't. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. went so far.
It did.
Out the last three seasons.
But they did multiverse stuff too. So you could kind of make it multiversally canon. That was a good word.
Sure. The first three seasons could be canon. And the last four were right. Not. Right. Once they went into the diner.
yeah. I don't know. It would be interesting if they made, I mean, they're obviously making her kind of a big time character in a way. She speaks German. She's looking up information for him. That's not just something the wife does, even if.
Yeah, it'd be, I would greatly appreciate it. But I mean, the kids are. What? So in 2018, they were that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah. We also don't know how old Clint's supposed to be.
No, we don't.
Because, you know, 40-year-old.
There's a timeline about it.
40-year-olds are really old.
There was.
Because we know Natasha was only supposed to be in her mid-30s.
Right. Oh, here it was. This was something I want. This theory says that the Avengers Watch is Laura Barton's. And she's Mockingbird. That's why they're trying to find it. Because that was the thing that he took back to the compound when they were all gone.
Right.
Kind of remember her. So that would be cool. I mean, I'm all for it. So far, we said this again last week. So far, this is my favorite. Probably the more this goes on, the more this is my favorite.
Yeah, there's only two episodes left. So
yeah.
And then we'll be right into the Book of Boba Fett.
Yes. One more thing before we go. This is also in spoiler territory. Speaking of something having two episodes left, you watched the last Wheel of Time episode.
I did.
To bring this up at the beginning. Did you enjoy it?
I did. I think the show's great, man. I didn't see Moiran's tryst coming up with the head honcho there. Is that the comic or book accurate?
So sort of. So in the book, they are play like enemies in public, but behind the scenes, they've been working together for the past 20 years to find this, where this dragon reborn is going to be. And they were, as in the book, the term they use is pillow friends.
Oh,
so in the book, when they were novices in the White Tower before they became full Aes Sedai, they were pillow friends.
Mm.
They had not continued that relationship as they got older. The two characters do end in romantic relationships further down the road, but with completely people you wouldn't even like. It comes completely out of the blue. In the
got it.
As far as that picture and how she moved into Swan's room or wherever they were,
mm-hmm.
It's not teleporting. There's a form in the book universe. There's a form of moving from place to place, like teleporting. It's called traveling, but that was an art that was lost thousands of years ago. They have not rediscovered that as of this point in the story. So what she was using is theorized to be an artifact called an Angreal or a Terangreal, which is like that rod that she held.
Mm-hmm.
That rod is a Terangreal, and they channel power into it, and it does things. So the Oath Rod does exactly it. Whatever they say binds them, and they can't like not follow it. So the picture may have been a big Terangreal,
right?
Channeled into it, and was over there.
Yeah, I get that there was a lot of books. I feel like this is going to wrap up. Like, this is on pace. It seems like that it's going to wrap up in one season. I know it's not, but it really seems like it will. Not.
No, because there's. So I was reading something from the guy that is adapting the books, and there all the stuff that just took place in Tar Valon actually takes place in a town called Camelot. And the reason why they didn't use Camelot is because the characters that appear early in the books from Camelot are only in there for a blink of a, and you know what I mean? They're only in there a short time. And he said, we can't entice an actor to take the role and just use them for one shot here and then not use them again for four seasons.
Right.
So that's why they moved all of this Camelin stuff to the second or third season so that they can then really use these characters in a longer stretch. The thing that they're going up to now, the Waygate, people were freaking out about that because she shouldn't be able to just go up and open it. The Ogier has to explain to her what it is and how to open it. There's a specific way to open them. And the guy that runs the show, Rafe, basically said that happens off camera and they'll point to that later.
Yeah, I got the vibe that the two of them had met to discuss it.
Yes, there's a lot of stuff that is happening off camera that if you've read the books, you understand a little bit more what's going on. If you didn't, they're really like the part that they're going up to next, if the show is taking the same direction, I believe it should. They're going to go up to the Borderlands where the Eye of the World is, and that all is like 10 chapters in the books, and there's a lot of stuff that goes on up there. And if they're going to wrap that up in two episodes, that's rough, because there's a lot of revelation that happens when they go to this and do this. Like there's a lot of stuff that comes out. Like it basically sets the story in motion. You can look at all this as like a prelude.
I guess we'll see what happens. Well, there's how many episodes left? Three?
Two. There's only eight episodes.
Oh.
Yeah, this was four, right? Four, five, six.
No, this wasn't six, sorry. It's five. So there's three.
Three. I'm sorry. Three. Right.
So, all right. So we have time. All right. Well, yeah. So I think we'll keep talking through that too. Yeah. I think that's it.
I love it. I still enjoy it. I'm enjoying the hell out of it.
Yeah, it's been really fun so far.
Their relationship scene meant more than the one in Eternals by far.
Oh, absolutely. So, everybody, thanks again, as always, for listening. Thanks for finding the Geek Spot with us. Make sure you tell a friend. If you missed anything, well, joined late, you can always check out the podcast. It'll drop on Wednesday at all of your favorite places, Spotify, Apple, all those. Go give us that 5-star rating. Hit a like and subscribe. If you might want to go back and watch it instead, you can see it here on Facebook or on Twitch or on YouTube. Anywhere that you go watch your videos or listen to your podcast, you can find us.
Thank you. Actually, the episode's probably going to drop tomorrow because I didn't do last week's.
Even sooner.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.